Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to those Cork tree farmers trying to make getting the house ready for the Christmas season a bit more sustainable. An issue that pops up with Christmas trees every day is how short-lived they are. The European Union has pledged to plant an extra 3 billion trees by 2030, but this doesn't include Christmas trees for this reason. Colm Crowley of ChristmasTrees.ie hopes to get around this by offering families the option of renting the same tree year on year.
My name is Colm Crowley and I own ChristmasTree.ie. We offer cut trees and we also do pot-grown trees and we rent live trees. We grow a lot of the trees ourselves in West Cork, and the cut trees then we source from different places then around the country.
There's a sustainability angle to it then, would you say yourself?
There is, for the pot grows and for the rentals, because people can rent the same tree then every year. We put a tag, we put a number on each tree, and this is our third, you know, renting trees, and we have customers coming back now this week renting the same tree that they rented back in Christmas 2021. So the tree stays alive, which is just something very nice as well. Definitely renting trees is a very sustainable way to do it. I think cut trees and pot grown trees and renting trees, they're definitely getting more popular than the artificial tree. I think the artificial tree is definitely on the decline. People want the more sustainable option, and that's something that we offer then.
Artificial trees can't be replaced as easily and sustainably as live ones. This advantage is why Pat Lehan of Castle Treasure Christmas Tree Farm thinks there's no comparison between the two options.
My name is Pat Lehan and I'm in Castle Treasure Christmas Tree Farm. We had a dairy farm here, but now we have eucalyptus and Christmas trees, and we also have a cattle enterprise. We've been growing trees back west along in Kerry and places for, I think it's around 35 years. But in recent years, we've been growing all the trees here locally. We're mainly Nordman. That seems to be what people want. It's a very good tree for retention of needles, very good shape. So we've more or less 90% Nordman out of stage. We have some noble fir. The shape isn't quite as good, but it has slightly better scent. But the Nordman seems to be the most popular tree because of the shape and the fullness of the tree. It is hard to know, really. We're told that the sales for the artificial tree is rising and the sales for the real tree is rising as well. So it is very hard to understand statistics, but we're increasing our sales every year directly from the farm. And I think the national figures are showing that there is a steady increase in the natural tree. But there's no real comparison between having a natural tree rather than having a piece of plastic. It's nice to come out and pick your own tree in a real Christmas tree farm. It's a very memorable occasion for children and even for adults, rather than pulling down a bit of plastic from the attic that it might need a good dusting down. I've compared it before to giving a bunch of plastic roses on Valentine's Day. It is the same as pulling out a plastic Christmas tree once a year. I don't think there's anything to beat a natural tree for Christmas. There's no doubt. Sure, you can see what all the trees that are growing here now are actually sucking carbon out of the air, as distinct from something being imported from wherever. We replant two trees for every tree that's sold in order to maintain the quality of, because not every tree is acceptable to the market. So the amount of trees that are grown and the waste trees then are, we cut them up for firewood. So when you have a plantation like this that's actually absorbing carbon on a daily basis, I think there's no comparison. I think that's what sustainability is all about.
Growing a live tree accounts for a tenth of the emissions of producing an artificial one. Fintan Reardon of Oven's Christmas Tree Farm is employing innovative, environmentally friendly growing methods.
I'm Fintan Reardon and we're an organic Christmas tree farm. We sell trees out of Centre Park Road and Corbeig Ovens just around the corner from the Ballincollig Rugby Club. We have noble fir, Nordman fir, and we know Fraser fir has just come on stream as well. In another couple of years we'll also have green fir, balsam fir, and a small bit of blue spruce as well. They're very popular North American trees, so we'd love to have a variety of all different types. It just makes it more fun for customers to come out and choose a tree on the farm or down here in Centre Park Road. It is all year round. The summertime is just as critical as the harvest season, because the trees start growing May and then they harden up around July, so we've kind of small window. It's all about timing, getting everything done at the right time to make sure the trees grow in a nice symmetrical shape. Obviously, you don't want them to get too wide, you don't want to get them too tall, too stocky, so it's very, very critical. We've also put a lot of work into using more traditional methods for, let's say, removing herbicides. Like, we've a Shropshire sheep that graze around the trees. It was a lot of work at start, but it's well worth it now. Pays off. We now work in a much healthier environment, and all our surrounding the environment is much better as a result as well.
To learn more about sustainable Christmas trees, check the show notes of this episode.
And we're stronger when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.